all the fear, blood, sweat, and tears. When destiny calls, you don't disappear. Yeah.
Games remain in the California League season, and the Rawhide, the magic number is 10 to capture a postseason spot, and the Rawhide looking to get a win against their Northern Division opponents from 45 minutes up the road. Coming up next, it is game two of the six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Wednesday night, and yesterday not a whole lot going in favor of the Rawhide. And last night, 10-4 loss. The Grizzlies got on the board early and hot and never really looked back in yesterday's ball game. A run scored from Caleb Hobson, who drew a walk. He'd have two stolen bases after his first plate appearance of the ball game, and then two batters later, Braylon Wimmer, a RBI triple that would score Caleb Hobson from third base, and then a little bit later on, a sack fly from Robert Callas, making a 2-0 ball game in the first inning. Meanwhile, on the top of the third inning, the Grizzlies would tack on two more runs, have a 4-run lead thanks to Braylon Wimmer's 2-run home run. It was his third home run of the season, so the Grizzlies, after 2.5, led the ballgame 4-0. However, in the bottom half of inning number three, the Rawhide would answer back. The Rawhide would put together 3 runs as they bring up 7 batters to the plate in that inning, including runs from both Yancel Luis, Demetrio Crisantes, and Anderson Rojas. So the Rawhide found themselves back within a run, and you wondered, all right, maybe this is going to be a ball game. However, the Grizzlies would score 3 more runs in the top half of the fourth inning. 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. And after that, it would be enough to take them to the finish line. The Rawhide would only score 1 more run in the ballgame up to that point, and the Grizzlies would put together a 3-run 8th inning that feature 8 batters in the frame. So final score last night, Fresno, 10 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they had 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Stu Freslin received the win yesterday. Meanwhile, Nate Savino fell to 0-3. Savino went 3 1/3, gave up 5 hits and 5 earned runs. He walked just 1 batter and struck out 4 in yesterday's ballgame, but it was a platoon of Rawhide pitchers in yesterday's ballgame. It took 5 different Rawhide pitchers to get them through the ballgame yesterday. 5 walks compared to the 10 strikeouts for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, for Fresno, they used 4 different pitchers, including the starting pitcher Stu Freslin, who in 5 innings of work, 7 hits and 3 earned runs, 5 strikeouts and 2 walks in yesterday's ballgame. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League postseason update. The Rawhide currently in second place, right behind the Lake Elsinore Storm. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. You listen to Rawhide Baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for game two of the six-game series. It has been a Fresno Grizzly team who has had the Rawhide number since joining single-A baseball back in 2021, but the Rawhide trying to shake that off tonight and get back on the right track. Let's take a look at the California League standings. We'll start off in the South, where Lake Elsinore currently has a two-game lead over Visalia. They are 33-22. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they are 31-24. With a two-game deficit. Meanwhile, in third place, the only thing that really matters at the moment, Rancho Cucamonga, they find themselves four games back. They are 29-26. Meanwhile, in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 27-28. They find themselves six games back. And you think, well, the 66ers are six games back. Don't count them out of the equation just yet. The 66ers last night playing against the Stockton Ports, they pulled off a win out there, so they're just trying to kind of chip away and wait for the teams in front of them to fall short and hopefully get back in the race. Meanwhile, up in the north, the San Jose Giants, they're 32-23. They have a seven-game lead over these Fresno Grizzlies, so you start to wonder, will the Giants become the first team to clinch a postseason spot here in the second half? Meanwhile, in second place, the Grizzlies, who are seven games back, are 25-30. Modesto, 25-30 as well. And then lastly, the Stockton Ports, they are 18-37, and they find themselves 14 games back in the California League North. Tonight's California League scoreboard, we'll get ready to go through it here on this Wednesday night, halfway through your work week. Meanwhile, out at Lake Elsinore Diamond Stadium, the Storm currently have a 1-0 lead over the Modesto Nuts. Stockton and Inland Empire will get started a little bit later on tonight at 7:05. And Excite Ballpark having their final Wednesday day game of the season. They defeat Rancho, final score 9-5. So before we even start today's ball game, Rancho is now five games back of Visalia, a team who was 1-9 in their last 10 games. They were 12-15. They were 12 of their last 15 wins whenever they came into town a couple weeks ago. So things have changed drastically for Rancho, and the Rawhide looking to ride that wave and make it to the postseason for the first time since 2019. We'll step aside for the national anthem, and when we come back, we will have first pitch and game time baseball right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Tonight's ball game also available on MyTV 53. So we'll step aside, and when we come back, we have Rawhide baseball. Enjoy the game, everybody. 11 games to go in the California League season, and the Rawhide looking to continue to make the push for their first postseason appearance since the 2019 season. And tonight they have a matchup against their Northern Division opponents, the Fresno Grizzlies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53 on this Wednesday night. Joey Gonzalez with you to begin the second game of the series, and let's dive into tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things up will be the center fielder, Caleb Hobson. It'll be the second baseman, Tevin Tucker, at the two spot. Then it'll be Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop, batting three. Blake Wright, the DH, will bat four. Then it'll be Luis Mendez, the third baseman, batting five. Felix Tena in right field will bat six. Juan Castillo will bat seven. It'll be Darius Perry, the catcher, eight. And then lastly, the left fielder, Brad Cumbus, will be the last batter in the Fresno order. First pitch on the way, lays down a bunt, and that one will be kicked forward. And one pitch, one out here for Wilkin Prades to begin this ball game. Prades, a guy who will throw you some strikes, and he leaves that one in the zone, and the ball is placed down for a bunt. So in the first, 119 games of the season, we did not see a batter interference on a bunt. And now over the last two games, we have seen two balls that have been kicked. In fact, it's been the last two innings. Yonsel Luis last night ended the ball game on a bunt attempt that he kicked down the first baseline. And on this occasion, same occurrence. And now that pitch is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. A swing and a miss for Hobson. And there's now an 0-2 count here. Tevin Tucker at the plate, batting 195 with three home runs and 20 RBIs. That one is sent into center field. Drew Jones with the shades on. He'll come in three steps for the grab. There's one down, or two down here in the inning. And we get a chance to talk about the numbers for Wilkin Prades here in 2024. Prades 6'2", 180 so far in 2024. He's 5-5 with a 6.01 ERA, making his 15th start in a Rawhide uniform, 70 and a third innings of work with 60 strikeouts and 17 walks. As mentioned, Prades 6'2", 180, a 20-year-old southpaw out of San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. He was signed as a free agent on January 15th of 2023. Brady's the four-seam fastball, the sinker, changeup, slider, and cutter. And you take a look over at that Fresno dugout. It is a little late to get back from the bullpen. And now that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. So Brady's a nice start to his ball game right here. Five pitches, five strikes. And now the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is grounded to the left side. Yonsel Luis will field it at the letters. He'll throw across the diamond in time, and Wilkin Prades, one of his most efficient innings of the season. He goes three up, three down, and we get to see the Rawhide offense when we return. Grizzlies 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cahuilla Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of inning number one. And if you want to see efficient baseball, it is what Wilkin Brady's just put out on the shelf. A sub-10 pitch inning sends it to the bottom half of the inning number one. And it brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. So far on the year, batting .268 with 7 home runs and 50 RBIs. Here comes the deal to Luis, and he takes that one inside for a ball. And the count now 2-0. Starting pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies is right-hander Ismael Luciano. He comes in 6'170", a 21-year-old right-hander out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Luciano in his fifth year in the Colorado Rockies organization. So this should say year number four. Here's a pitch on the way to Luis. He's way out in front of that one, and the count now 2-2. First 2 years for Luciano, he's been out in the Dominican Summer League before he arrived stateside in 2023, where he was 1-1 with a 6.19 ERA during his time in the Complex League. He appeared in 5 games. He started in 7 of those. And now that pitch will miss outside for ball 3-2. Yancel Luis looking to get some early offense going for the Rawhide. At this point of yesterday's ball game, the Rawhide already found themselves down by 2 runs. It was a 2-0 ball game at the time. Rawhide trailed 4-0 heading into the bottom half of inning number 3. The closest they would get was scoring that run in the bottom of the 3rd. After that, the Rawhide wouldn't be within a run for the rest of the night. Payoff pitch on the way from Luciano. That one misses high and outside. So Luis will draw a leadoff walk and bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. And we'll get ready to go through the starting lineup for Visalia. Yancel Luis will bat first. Christopher Torin, the shortstop, will bat at the 2 spot. Meanwhile, batting 3rd is Demetrio Crisantes. Angel Ortiz will bat cleanup. Then it'll be Kenny Castillo, 5. Drew Jones, the center fielder, will bat 6th. Then it'll be Ben McLaughlin, the first baseman, batting 7. And then it'll be Alberto Barriga and Anderson Rojas batting out of the number 9 spot. Pitch on the way to Torin, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Alberto Barriga, we mentioned him at the 8 spot. He's making his first start at the single-A level. We did see him last week at Inland Empire. He yet to make a start, so good to see the DH later on today. 0-1, Luis is in motion, throw down to second base, and it's going to sneak into outfield. Luis will get up, but he's going to stay at second, so the Rawhide have their first stolen base of the night. And it's a stolen bag for Luis. It's a Rawhide team who's stolen 166 bags entering the night. That is the 3rd most in the California League. The only teams with more than them, the Fresno Grizzlies are one of them with 173. 1-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way to Torin. A glance at second for Luis, and here's the pitch. Torin will pop it up to the right side, and the count will move to 1-1. Torin batting .251 on the year with 4 home runs and 45 RBI so far here in 2024. Torin, a very patient batter for this Rawhide team, and we'll see what sort of discipline he shows off right here as that pitch is bouncing in the dirt for a ball. They count now 2-2. Talk about yesterday's ball game. The Rawhide losing by 6, 10-4 in that series opener, so maybe that's the theme of the season series. The road team wins the opening game by a large deficit. You talk about the series back in May. The Rawhide won the opening game of that 6-game series. Final score 7-1. That was a day game out at Chansey Park. And now that pitch is high and outside for ball 3-2. Rawhide won that ball game 7-1. Before the following night, they would lose 6-5. The Rawhide lost 3 walk-off losses in that series up to 99, with their only loss that came by more than a run Saturday of that series, Saturday, May 25th, where they lost 6-3. This ball hit to the right side. It'll be caught by the first baseman, Juan Castillo, and Terrain will be the first out of the frame. We'll get a chance to talk about the numbers for Ismael Luciano here in 2024. He is 3-0 with a 4.82 ERA, 18 2/3 innings of work so far this season, 15 strikeouts and 9 walks for Luciano. Crisantes with one down here in the inning. We'll get ready for the upcoming pitch. A glance at second base. Here comes the deal home. And Crisantes watches that breaker go in there for a strike 0-1. Crisantes continues to find ways to get on base for this Rawhide team. He's now up to 47 straight games. That is the longest in all of minor league baseball. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Demetrio, and that one is high and outside for a ball. And the count now 1-1. Demetrio called up at the mid to late stages of the month of June, and he's been a very important piece to this ride second half success. The 1-1 deal on the way to Demetrio, and that one is inside for a ball. And the count is now 2-1. It's about 2 weeks ago now, MLB Pipeline updated their top 100 prospects, also the organizational top prospects, and Demetrio Crisantes went from not being ranked in the Diamondbacks organization to all the way to the 13 spot. The 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. The count now 3-1. Crisantes, the 19-year-old, drafted out of Nogales High School, about an hour outside of Tucson. He drafted in the seventh round of the 2022 draft. You look at the numbers for Luciano, the 3-0 record with a 4.82 start. Has 15 strikeouts and 9 walks on the year. But you talk about the former Arizona commit in the form of Crisantes. He took a $425,000 signing bonus out of high school. He was committed to the University of Arizona, not far from his home. Currently in a 3-1 count here at the moment. He'll get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal, and a pickoff attempt at second. And Luis is able to dive back in safely. But you talk about his numbers batting out at the rookie level complex league. He was batting .347 in 29 games. In 2023, and then in 2024, he was batting just as well. He was batting at a .351 clip through 29 games before he would be called up to Visalia. Crisantes gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. The count is now 3-2. Crisantes in a full count here with one away. And talk about those numbers in 2023 for Crisantes, to .347 batting average, batted .355. That's a correct number for Crisantes. That one fouled directly backwards. 29 games, 121 at-bats. Crisantes, during his time in the ACL in 2023, 20 RBIs, including 7 doubles, 5 triples, and a home run. Crisantes in 2023, 9 total extra base hits. He surpassed that in 2023 through the same amount of games. And now Demetrio left that one into center field. Retreating backwards is Hobson. In front of the warning track, Luis will tag up. He'll hold up there. So now two down in the frame. We'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Angel Ortiz, he's been a good addition to this Rawhide team as well. He was brought up to Visalia in mid-May. The first 2 weeks of the season were a bit of a struggle for Angel Ortiz. However, he would end up turning around whenever the Rawhide would go out to Chichansey Park in Fresno. He was top three in the Rawhide in hits whenever the Rawhide played out in that final, in that midweek, or end of May series, I should say. That one hit into left field. Coming in is the left fielder, Brad Cumbus. He's underneath it to make the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion. So despite a leadoff walk to Yancel Luis, it's three straight flyouts for the Rawhide offense, and the Rawhide are sat down with four batters to face. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base through one inning of work. Fresno 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. It took six pitches for Prades to get out of inning number one. Wouldn't expect that for the second inning, but that's a nice start to your ball game. If you want to go deep in a game, that's exactly how you do it. You'll be facing off against Blake Wright, Luis Mendez, and Felix Tena. 4, 5, and 6. Brady's pitch fouled directly backwards, and the count will move to 1-1. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh.
No Balake here today.
Blake Wright batting 421 in the year with no home runs and 6 RBIs. A 1-1 deal. That one is ripped into left field. Back at the wall and looking up is Anderson Rojas, and it is a no-doubt home run for Blake Wright, his first of the season, and it's a 1-0 ball game here in the top half of inning number two. Hanging pitch on the inside corner, and Blake Wright goes for a ride to begin this ball game. So the Grizzlies, for the second straight game, will have the first hit of the ball game. And back-to-back games with a homer. And now Crisantes will toss to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning as we get ready to go through the starting defense here for the Rawhide. Kenny Castillo behind the plate. Meanwhile, at first is Ben McLaughlin. At second is Demetrio Crisantes. Christopher Torin is at short. Yancel Luis will man third base, and in outfield it is Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, Angel Ortiz, and then the DH for today's ball game is Alberto Barriga. So first professional home run for Blake Wright, the former Clemson Tiger, going yard here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Yesterday it was a two-run home run from Braylon Wimmer, and now that ball is ripped into left field. Racing backwards is Anderson Rojas. He'll look up, and that ball is going to bounce off the top of the scoreboard. A solo home run for Felix Tena, and now two home runs in the last three at-bats for the Grizzlies. It's a 2-0 ball game here in the top half of the second inning. Six pitches for Prades in inning number one, and now two home runs in the second. And they kind of the same location there, an up inside pitch, and turning on the hands, and Felix Tena gives it a ride for a no-doubt home run. And now that pitch is bounced in the dirt for a ball. Tena's fourth home run of the season. Juan Castillo will get ready for the pitch. Here's the 1-0 delivery. And that one is outside for a strike, 1-1. That hit that has been a cause for concern for Prades here in 2024. You look at his last seven outings, only one of those performances he did not give a home run. That was the last homestand on August 14th against Rancho. In a ball game where he went six innings of work, six hits and one earned run, five strikeouts and no home runs in that ball game. Meanwhile, the ball game last week against Inland Empire, Prades gave up two home runs in that ball game despite a Rawhide win. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one is a slow ground ball to the left side. Charging in is Luis. He'll scoop it up, but there's going to be no play at first. So now it is the third hit of the inning and brings up Darius Perry to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. Slow roller on that third base dirt. And now you got Darius Perry at the plate, who's already got four home runs on the season on 24 RBIs. One out pitch on the way, and that one's on the inside corner. And it'll go for ball one, 1-0. Now two home runs is the second time of this season that Prades has given up two home runs in a ball game. You talk about August 21st against Inland Empire and also an outing on June 1st, both those against Inland Empire, a team who's been heavy on the long ball here in 2024, a top three team in home runs in the California League. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one is hit through the left side of the infield, so it is now the fourth hit of the frame, and now runners on first and second, still with one out.
G49 and G50, G49 and G50.
Take a look at the replay there, and that ball just left in the middle of the zone, and now Brad Cumbus, who will step up to the plate here for the Grizzlies. But before that one will happen, we'll have the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, step out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. Take a look over that Rawhide bullpen, and start to wonder when the arms will start to get ready out there, despite Prades' real nice start to inning number one, but he comes in into inning number two and already four hits and five batters. Now you got Brad Cumbus at the plate, who's batting 152 with two home runs and 17 RBIs here in 2024. Prades will stare down Cumbus and get ready for the upcoming pitch. From the left side of the slab, here comes the deal home, and that one's a swing and a miss. He gets away from Kenny. He'll look over at third base, no throw applied. It would likely go down as a pass ball. So now you got Juan Castillo over at third, and Darius Perry at first. Now Kenny will make his way out to the mound to get back on the same page as his pitcher, Prades. It will officially go down as a pass ball against Kenny. Now the Rawhide catcher will make his way back behind home plate. So you get a little fearful at the Rawhide down early in this ballgame, 2-0. But if you want some nerves relaxed a little bit earlier today, Rancho Cucamonga lost to the San Jose Giants out at Excite Ballpark. Final score 9-5. So the magic number now dips to 9 games despite whatever happens here in this ballgame. The 0-1 deal on the way from Wilkin, and that one is outside for a ball. The count now 1-1. San Jose, whenever they're at home, they play every Wednesday day game. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way. That one is swung on and missed for strike number two. Reason being, the Giants like to have their company outings on the Wednesday day games. Try to bring out the companies from Silicon Valley and enjoy a day of baseball. That's the reason why they have so many Wednesday day games, especially late in the year. The 1-2 pitch, Alan Froud directly backwards. You look at the month of May and June, you see a lot of teams, or really in April too, you'll see a lot of teams have those weekday day games in an effort to have the school outings, or once the summer starts as well, you have the summer camp outings as well. We saw that when the Rawhide played out in Rancho on June 5th. And then the Rawhide had their fair share of day games as well here in 2024 back in the month of May, where they had a day game against Lake Yellstorm and also a day game against Rancho Cucamonga. Perry not advancing on the fly ball to center. The two-out pitch on the way, and that one is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Caleb Hobson last time out. A bunt on the first pitch of the ball game. and ended up kicking it for a runner's interference. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Wilkin, and that one's in there for a strike, 1-1.
Make sure people know what happened here today.
Caleb Hobson, 4-for-18 last week against the Grizzly, or against the Ports, including a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday. Not a bad day for Hobson, where he had 2 stolen bases, a run, a double, and 2 RBIs for the leadoff batter for the Grizzlies. 2-1 with 2 down. Upcoming pitch on the way from Paredes, who holds at the belt. Here comes the deal home, and that one is downstairs for a ball, and the count is now 3-1.
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
But going back to the point on Rancho, entering the day, the Quakes were 4 games back from Visalia with 11 games left to go in the season. Their loss today drops them to now 29-27. It is a Grizzlies team who has been struggling as lately, the Quakes team who is 1-9. That ball is lifted into center field. Drew Jones calls off his left fielder, Anderson Rojas, and the inning will finally come to a conclusion, but not before 2 solo home runs and a sac fly from Brad Cumbis scores Juan Castillo from third base. So at the end of 1.5, Fresno 3, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch on the way to Kenny Castillo. And it's in there for a strike, 0-1. It'll be the middle of the Rawhide order. Kenny Castillo, Drew Jones, and Ben McLaughlin here in the frame. Upcoming deal on the way, and that one is inside for a ball from Ismael Luciano, who's up to 22 pitches here in this ball game. 1 ball, 1 strike, no outs. Luciano will get ready for the deal home to Castillo. And Kenny will foul that one back to the left side. Count now 1-2. Kenny's batting .294. 4 home runs, 53 RBIs here in 2024. A top 10 clip in the California League when it comes to batting averages. Kenny's ranked 2nd in front of the former Fresno Grizzly, now Spokane Indian, Andy Perez, who ranked 3rd at a .292 clip. And now Kenny tries to go opposite field, tailing towards the right field foul pole, and it will land over the pasture in right field. Kid in the white shirt, late read on it, but he saw and heard it bounce behind him. Yeah, quickly ran after it. We'll get some fans of the foul ball over underneath the shaded area out there in the pasture. 1 ball, 2 strikes, so no outs. Here comes the deal to Kenny, and a swing and a miss, strike 3. So Kenny will be the first strikeout of the ball game for Luciano. 1 down to the frame brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Let's get ready to go through the starting defense. Darius Perry behind the plate. Juan Castillo over at first. Tevin Tucker is the second baseman. Meanwhile, short is Braylon Wimmer. Luis Mendez will be the third baseman. And then Brad Compass in left field. Caleb Hobson in center. And then lastly, it is Felix Tana out in right field. Pitch on the way to Drew Jones, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. There's another look at the defense once again. Lastly, the DH for tonight's ball game is Blake Wright, who just hit his first professional home run in the top half of the frame. Jones will give that a ride into center field. A long run for Hobson in center, and he has a giveaway at the last second to prevent colliding with the wall. Drew Jones has three on his mind, and he will slide feet first into third base. And it is a ride, first hit of the ball game, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! You see the run there from Hobson. Last second, he has a give up on it. Bounces right on the warning track and drew a really, really nice turnover at second base. And that is what propels him over to third base in time. It's Drew's seventh triple of the season. And now it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's already got 13 RBIs on the year. The one-out pitch on the way to Ben. And he lifts that one into left field. Should be enough to score Jones from third. Backing up at the wall, and that ball is gone. See you later. A two-run home run for Ben McLaughlin and his second professional home run. And the Rawhide are back within a run. Ben McLaughlin goes opposite field for the no-doubt shot. And he'll celebrate with Drew Jones at an home plate.
Like I said, 205, you've been my favorite today, so you are going to get some free cones in section 205.
He saw the run from Brad Compass looking up at the wall, and that one gets up into the netting. And now it brings up Alberto Barriga, who will make his first single-A at-bat at home. First pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball 1-0. And that's got to get the Rawhide fans juiced back into this ball game, as Rawhide were did yet to have a home run in this series. First pitch was outside. Second pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Talk about Barriga. Last week against Inland Empire, he had one at-bat against the Sixers. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for a ball. The count now 2-1. In that ball game last week against Inland Empire, is a pinch hitter, two at-bats, no hits and no runs. He struck out twice in that ball game. And now a ground ball through the left side of the infield. It's his first single-A base hit. He'll round first base and go to second. And the Rawhide DH will have a double with one down in the frame, bringing Anderson Rojas to the plate. Three straight extra-base hits for Visalia after the leadoff strikeout to Kenny Castillo.
209,
that ball ended up rolling into the bullpen out in left field. Del Barriga will have the handoff over to the bat boy to give off his equipment. And it is Anderson Rojas at the plate, and he's the guy who can pull the ball over to that right side if he's able to draw some good contact off of it.
Now at the plate, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
No balls seem to bounce in Visalia's favor in last night's ball game. And today, some nice contact already here in the first two frames. Here's the pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Anderson Rojas batting 248 with five home runs and 43 RBIs. He's also had 31 stolen bases on the year, which is top 10 in the Cal League. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Barriga, a small lead at second. Here's the deal home. And Rojas, a wave and a miss for strike number two. Rojas will get ready for the pitch. 5'10", 150, the 20-year-old lefty at a Dajabon Dominican Republic. And now Rojas gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards.
Right,
his fourth year in the Diamondbacks organization, year number one in 2021. He's been out in the Dominican Summer League where he played in 47 games. He had 31 hits during that time. He was batting 209 before making his way out stateside in 2022. He'd play in 32 games in the DSL before arriving in Arizona and playing in 12 games. He finished with a 179 clip through those 12 games. That was the lowest batting average during his professional career. Last year in 2023, at the beginning of May, he would get assigned to Visalia. He would complete the whole year with the Rawhide, and he'd bat 249 that year. So far in 2024, he's batting 248. One ball, two strikes is one away. Here's a pitch to Rojas, and that one's a bit high and outside for ball two, two and two. Take a look at the replay there, and just at the very top of the zone. Somehow missed a little bit. Rojas would get ready for another pitch right here. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Anderson Rojas, a swing and a miss. So Ismael Luciano will have his second strikeout of the ball game and send it back to the top of the Rawhide order in the form of Yancel Luis. Luis, last week he was 6 for 27 against the Inland Empire 66ers. He talked about that series last week for Visalia. Luis had the second most hits, right behind Dimitri Cresantes, who had 7 last week. Cresantes batted 333 in the series out at San Manuel Stadium. Last week, Yancel Luis, 12 total bases, 3 RBIs, and 4 walks. One ball, no strikes, a 2 away. Luis will get ready for the deal from Luciano, and he'll take that one inside on a heavy breaking ball. Rigo will stand over at second base. 2-0, a 2-way. Yancel Luis, in yesterday's ballgame, he was 1-for-4 with a triple, a run, and a walk. Luis already in this ballgame, a walk and a stolen base. The Rawhide team has been very aggressive on the base paths here in the second half of the season. And now Luis will watch that one miss outside for ball three, 3-0, trying to hand it off to Christopher Torin. Torin, Castillo, Jones, all top five players on this Rawhide team when you talk about RBIs. Rawhide already 3 hits here in this inning. All 3 of them have been extra base hits. Here's the deal to Luis, and that one is inside for ball 4. This is the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick. A 4-pitch walk to Luis is his second of the night, and that walk is brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate, who last time out hit a little line drive over to the first baseman, Juan Castillo. And now for the first time in this ballgame, we'll see the pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan, make his way out to the mound. This mound is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So recapping this inning so far, Kenny Castillo was the first batter of the frame. He struck out swinging. Then after that, Drew Jones, a one-out triple. One batter later, Ben McLaughlin, a two-run home run, his second professional home run. Then Alberto Barriga, in his first single-A home at-bat, hits the ball through the left side of the infield, just past the third base bag for a double. Anderson Rojas strikes out for the second out of the inning. And then Yancel Luis just drew a 4-pitch walk. So he got two down in the frame, and he got Alberto Barriga at second and Yancel Luis at first. The right-on-right matchup, first pitch on the way, a really nice breaker and a very decent block there by Darius Perry, who gets down to the knees and is able to let that ball bounce off the chest and keep it in front of him. This is a Fresno team from the outfield of the catchers who have been a very good defensive team this year. They have the best fielding percentage in the entire California League at a .975 clip. And now Torin will foul that one backwards. Count now 1-1. You look at the numbers and you think this should be a fairly tight series. The Rawhide, their fielding percentage, a .973. That's tied for the second best in the Cal League. The only other team with the same clip as .973, the Inland Empire 66ers. 1-1 with 2-way. Upcoming pitch on the way to Torin. And that one's bounced outside, and already in this inning, we've seen some nice defensive stops here from Darius Perry. You talk about pitching. It's a Fresno team who is one place in front of Visalia at a 4.05 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Rawhide, they have a 4.44 ERA. But they are the kings of the California League with 1,276 strikeouts. This is Rawhide team. They were the first team in all of minor league baseball to record 1,000 strikeouts here in 2024. And really, the Arizona Diamondbacks organization has been a very good organization when it comes to pitching so far this season. You look out at Hillsboro earlier this year out in June. It was a team who was top five in all of minor league baseball in terms of ERA. 2-2 pitch, grounded through the left side of the infield. Perigo around third base. He will come home to score. It'll be cut off by the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. And it is an RBI single for Terrine. And the Rawhide have tied up the ballgame 3-3 in the bottom half of the second inning. Off the end of the bat and enough to drive it through the infield. And now it brings up Demetrio Crisantis to the plate. 3-6. We were just talking about earlier, Mitra Crisantis, a top 15 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, and this is where the ranking comes from. Big opportunities like this. He's looking for his 37th run batted in of the season with two down. Luciano will stare down Crisantis. First pitch on the way. That one's a bit outside, but it is in there for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Crisantis so far this season against right-handed pitching, he's batting .335 with 29 of his 36 RBIs coming against right-handers. And Crisantis takes the first two pitches of the at-bat in there for a strike, 0-2. Now the catcher, Darius Perry, will make his way from behind home plate and give the instructions here to his infield. We talk about another scenario for Crisantis with two outs and runners in scoring position. He's batting .263 with eight RBIs. 0-2 pitch on the way off the end of the bat. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Tucker. His toss to first base is in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the Rawhide answer back with three runs of their own in the bottom half of the second inning. An eight-batter frame for Visalia, including three extra base hits. We head to the top half of inning number three. Fresno 3, Visalia 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Silent Vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. The Rawhide going pound for pound in inning number two. Three punches from the Grizzlies and three more punches from the Rawhide, including the two-run home run from Ben McLaughlin. So here in inning number three, it'll be Tevin Tucker, Braylon Wimmer, alongside Blake Wright. Only two batters to not bat in the second inning were Tucker and Wimmer. 1-1 with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way from Prades, and here's the deal. And that one is outside for a ball 2-1. You look at Prades, this is a very prominent strike thrower for this Rawhide team. A guy who's going to let the ball be in the zone and let his defense play behind him. I mean, you look at some of the games so far this season. You look at his just last two starts, seven hits against Inland Empire. You look at six, the previous outing against Rancho Cucamonga. He had back-to-back eight-hit outings at both San Jose and Lake Elsinore. 2-2 pitch is swung on and foul tip, and Kenny's able to apply the grab, and it'll be the first strikeout of the ballgame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Tevin Tucker is struck out, but you talk about Brady is a guy who can consistently get you four or five strikeouts in five, six innings of work. And now Wimmer will get ready for the deal from Brady's, and that one is hit into right field, fairly well struck, but Angel Ortiz will have just enough room out there in right field to make the grab. Two down in the inning brings up Blake Wright to the plate. Mentions here at Valley Strong, 320 to both the left and the right field corners. Meanwhile, in center field, 405 to dead center. It brings up Blake Wright to the plate, the former Clemson Tiger. Went yard in his previous at-bat, his first home run and seventh RBI of the season. A two-out pitch on the way from Prades, and that one's just below the knees for a ball, and the count now 1-0. Blake Wright, during his time at Clemson, a guy who played 4 years with the Tigers. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for a ball. His 2023-2024 season with Clemson, back-to-back years where he appeared in 60 games out in the ACC. And during his time with Clemson, he batted 340 in 24. Hard hit, ball over to second. It'll be fielded by Chrysantis, and the toss to first base is in time. And Wilkin will have his second three-up, three-down frame of the night. We head to the bottom half of the third inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzly 3, Rawhide 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the third inning. We can pretty see another solid inning of work, and we'll see if the Rawhide offense can provide him a little bit of support right here. First pitch on the way to Angel Ortiz is downstairs in the dirt for ball one. 1-0. Angel Ortiz, five home runs so far on the year. One of those five home runs was out at Chancy Park at the end of May, and now that ball's hit through the right side of the infield. A diving effort by Tevin Tucker. And it is Visalia's fifth hit of the night. They've been in a collision, don't fuss, call Gus. At Gus's Body Shop, their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. It brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate, who last time out he ended up striking out. But after that, he put it together, a little Rawhide run together, so we'll see if Visalia can do to that right here. First pitch on the way to Kenny, and he'll pop that one up directly backwards. We'll see if it's enough to stay in the yard. It will. And Darius Perry pops off the mask and makes a grab right above home plate. So Kenny is now 0 for 2 in the ballgame and brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew Jones showed off the 70 grade speed in his previous at bat, and what does he have in store for us now? Former Atlanta, Georgia kid out of Wesleyan High School, second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft. And Drew Jones, last week against the 66ers, he was 5 for 18. He surpassed Kenny Castillo in the RBI department. Here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. He entered the Inland Empire Series last week with 52 RBIs.
I'm about to make a name for myself here.
And look at Drew Jones last week, 7 RBIs, 9 walks. That 9 walks was the most by any Rawhide player last week. And that pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. And the thing that so many pitchers have liked to do this season against Visale or against Drew Jones is try to throw him that slider on the outside corner of the plate, so by the time it breaks, it ends up in the opposite batter's box. And as the year has gone on, Jones has shown a lot more plate discipline to not fall for that pitch. And you see the attack on the outside corner once again. This time it's with the fastball. And the count now 1-2. See that right side chalk, typically where the pitchers have been aiming at on these at-bats with Jones. 1 ball, 2 strikes with 1 away. And the pause at the belt and the upcoming deal home to Drew. This time they try to jam him up, and he hits it through the left side of the infield. Anel Ortiz will round second base. He'll go to 3, and D. Garner's going to wave him home. Here comes Anel Ortiz. It's cut off. There's going to be no throw. And for the first time in this series, the Rawhide have a lead against the Grizzlies. It is 4-3 in the bottom half of the third inning. We had talked about so much about the outside pitches. This time they go inside at the hands, and Jones hits it through the left side of the infield, and Anel Ortiz scores all the way from first base, and Drew Jones is now 2 for 2 on the night with both a triple and a double. He's 2 hits shy of the cycle, and it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. McLaughlin, the 2-run home run in his last at-bat. Pitch on the way. He tries to go to the left side, and instead he fouls it out, and the count is 0-1. Ben McLaughlin entered the day batting .256 with 1 home run and 13 RBIs. Pitch on the way to Ben. He grounds that one off to the right side. And the count is now 0-2. Here's a look at the home run earlier in this ball game. A pitch left upstairs, got underneath it, and let the ball carry out of the yard just below that 2019 championship banner out in left field. No balls, 2 strikes with 1 away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Ben McLaughlin. And he hits out to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. It'll toss to first base in time. So McLaughlin has sat down for the first time in this ballgame. And it brings up Alberto Barriga to the plate. You talk about the numbers for Ben McLaughlin in 2024. 9 home runs during his time with the Arkansas Razorbacks. That was 7 more than his previous year, where he had 2 home runs with the Hawks. So now Barriga will get ready for the deal. His second home at-bat of the year. And here's the deal. And Barriga will take that one in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. Barriga a double in his previous at-bat. And trying to bring some of that success from the previous AB to the plate right here. 0-1 with 2 down. Swing and a miss on a pitch he's way out in front of. And the count is now 0-2. Alberto Barriga began the year off in the Arizona Complex League, where he played in 46 games out in the ACL. He had 51 hits. He was batting .276 during his time in the complex. And now a swing and a miss, strike 3 on an outside slider. And the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the RBI leader, Drew Jones, drives in another run on the season. He scores on Anel Ortiz from first base. And for the first time this week, the Rawhide have a lead over the Grizzlies. It is 4-3 heading into inning number 4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here in the top half of inning number four. Hogan Prades remains on the mound. It'll be Luis Mendez, Felix Tena, and Juan Castillo who appear. First pitch tries to lay down a bunt, and that one is fouled off to the left side. The count will move to 0-1. Luis Mendez, a 14-game hitting streak on July 27th to August 11th. That was tied for the seventh longest streak this season, active or inactive. And a swing and a miss here for Mendez, now behind the count 0-2. Mendez will get ready for the deal here in just a moment from Prades. And a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Kenny will scoop it up, and he will quickly tag Mendez for the first out of the frame. Taking a strike out of the ballgame, brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So that will bring up Felix Tena to the plate. Tena, 6'196", the 20-year-old outfielder out of the Dominican Republic. Tena has played in now 98 games this season with the Grizzlies. A diving effort by Turin. He'll get back up, throw to first base, and it is in time despite the diving effort from Tena. There's two down in the inning, and that is our Geiger electric play of the game. And Turin continues to electrify this Rawhide crowd on the defensive side of the ball. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair price that you deserve. Give them a call today at 559-302-9517. Once again, that's our Geiger electric play of the game. Juan Castillo at the plate, and he'll take that one inside for a ball, 1-0. Castillo batting 259 on the year, no home runs and three RBIs, and he's way out in front of that one, and the count is now 1-1. Look at Juan Castillo so far this year. This is his 10th game of the season with the Grizzlies. And now he rips that one into left field. A long run for Anderson Rojas in left. And he makes it look as easy as they come. Wilkin Prades has now sat down eight straight batters that have stepped up to the plate. And we send it to the bottom half of the fourth inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 4, Grizzlies 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Anderson Rojas, Yunsel Luis, seeing Christopher Torin do up. First pitch, lays down a bunt. This is a good one down the left field line, or down the left side of the infield, and it is a leadoff single for Visalia. Anderson Rojas has been so great this season trying to lay down that bunt, and he does it really well right there, and it sends it back to the top of the Rawhide order. Take a look at the replay there, and as soon as Luciano got off the mound, he realized there was no chance at making the play at first. That brings up Yunsel Luis to the plate, who's drawn two walks so far here in this ballgame. Here's the deal home. That one is outside. Throw down to second. And Rojas is caught stealing over at second base. The Rawhide stolen base leader barely gunned out at second. And there's now one down here in the inning. Take a look at the replay here. A good throw by Darius Perry. He's had a good night behind the plate. And it looked like barely applied that tag right underneath that left elbow before his fingers could get a touch on the bag. And now that one is fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 1-1. Luis trying to lay down a bunt right here. Luciano so far here in his ball game. You look at his numbers, 3 1/3 already, 7 hits and 4 earned runs. And now a ground ball to the right side, a nice grab by Castillo. He'll take the ball himself and barely able to run out the tag to Yunsel Luis, and that play nearly could have turned out in a way worse situation than it actually did. So it would be a G3 and bring up Torin to the plate. Here's the look at the replay. It's a nice grab by Castillo, and you saw him think about it for a moment. Oh, that was a bang-bang play at first. Well, they say he gets there just in time. So two down in the frame. You got Torin at the plate. Working from the windup, here's the deal home. And Torin will take that one on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 0-1. Torin so far in this ballgame, 1-for-2. He did have an RBI back in inning number 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got through.
That tied up the ballgame 3-3.
Over. Thank you for all who played.
No balls, two strikes, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Luciano, and that one's in the dirt. Good block there by Darius Perry, and the count will move to 1-2. Rawhide looking for their third win of the season series against this Grizzlies team. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-2. You look over the last 3 years, from 2023 to 2021, the most wins the Rawhide have had in a series was 5. That was back in 2021. 2-2 with two away. Here's a pitch. Slow ground ball to the left side. We'll see if Torin can outrun this one. Bare hand grab, throw to first, and it'll get away. A nice grab by the third baseman, Luis Mendez, but his throw to first base ends up being offline. It will go down as a hit. So it'll be Visalia's now 8th hit of the ball game. A two-out base runner now in the form of Torin brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Torin now a two-hit night. Demetrio Crisantes is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. We talk about the 45-game on-base streak. It's the longest in the California League, but he also finds himself, I should say 47-game on-base streak. He also finds himself on a five-game hitting streak. which is the sixth longest active hitting streak in the California League. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Versantis has flown out into center, and he's grounded out to second so far here in this ball game. 1-0 with 2-A. The pause at the belt here for Versantis. Versantis' pitch downstairs and in the dirt for ball two, 2-0. You got Angel Ortiz, who waits on deck, who's already scored a run so far in this ball game. Versantis, 36 RBIs so far in a Rawhide uniform. Versantis last year in 29 games in the ACL, 14 RBIs. In the first 29 games in the ACL this year, he had 20 RBIs. So he has nearly doubled the amount of RBIs that he had in the ACL earlier this year in these 53 games that he's been a part of the Rawhide. 2-1 pitch on the way. Versantis will give that one a ride into left field, but it will stay in the yard as Compass is underneath it. He's there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Two hits, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through four innings of work at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 4, Grizzlies 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Darius Perry will lead things off. Darius Perry, Brad Cumbus, and Caleb Hobson. 8-9-1. First pitch on the way from Prades, and that one is in there for a strike. 0-1. Darius Perry, 1-for-1 so far in this ballgame. He was hitless in yesterday's ballgame. He was the only player for Fresno that did not contribute to a hit in yesterday's ballgame. An affair that featured 12 Grizzly hits. 0-1 pitch on the way from Prades, and that one's hit into right center field. And that one will be cut off by the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. So Perry will only get one base out of the knock. And now it'll bring Brad Cumbus to the plate. We talk about that ball game yesterday for the Grizzlies. Three different players for the Grizz had a multi-hit game. It was Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer, and Blake Wright. Perry will get ready for, Cumbus will get ready for the pitch. And now both umpires will get back on the same track. Zach Hovick, the home plate umpire. And while the first base umpire is Caleb George. George will be back behind home plate for tomorrow's ball game and Saturday's game. This ball's lifted into center field. Drew Jones and Angel Ortiz are looking around, and Drew Jones, a sliding effort to make the grab. Both outfielders couldn't initially find it, but in the end, Drew Jones is able to locate it at the last moment and make the sliding grab for one down here in the inning.
On the plate, center fielder number 24, Caleb Hobson.
You see the play there, and Drew Jones, a late read on it, But all that matters is that the ball ends up in his gloves, so now it goes back to the top of the order in the form of Caleb Hobson. The one-out pitch on the way. That one's high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Last homestand during the Rancho Series. The first time that the Rawhide had tried out this drill. It was with the hitting coach, Brad Marcelino. He was working with the outfielders. A 1-0 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the left side, 1-1. They had mini frisbees, smaller than the little disc golf frisbees that you typically see. Kind of the same size as a skeet disc. And what they were working on in center field is Marcelino would toss the frisbee, and the frisbee would break in different odd directions, and it worked on the tracking for these different outfielders. And the guys had a lot of fun with it. It was a different drill, not working with the baseball or any form of a ball, and it was interesting to see how the frisbee moved. Sometimes it moved more than others. Sometimes it barely moved, like a routine pop-up. And he said that day, he said, don't be surprised if we make a couple of diving efforts in today's ball game. 2-1 pitch on the way. Not necessarily that game against Rancho, but you just saw an example of it right there. Drew Jones struggled to find that ball, but despite the late read on it, quickly able to find it, goes down to a knee. All that it takes to win this ball game, that's the mentality that these Rawhide players have going into these final 10 games of the season. 2-2 with one away. Upcoming pitch, and that one is upstairs for a ball. And some ball out in left field just landed on the field somehow over the netting, over the left field bullpen. No clue how that got out there. No stoppage play, but did notice it in left. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Hobson will strike out for the first time in this ball game. He's 0-for-3 in the ball game, and there's now two down, bringing up Tevin Tucker to the plate. Oh, yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Tevin Tucker digs in a ball game where he's 0-for-2. He's been one of three strikeout victims of Paredes. And now that ball is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Tevin Tucker batting 195 with three home runs and 20 RBIs so far on the year. Tevin Tucker last week against Stockton, he was 2-for-8. And now that pitch is outside for a ball. The count now 2-0. A 2-for-8 series out there in Stockton. But you talk about yesterday's ball game. Tucker was 1-for-2 with a pair of walks, a run, and a stolen base. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Here comes the pitch from Paredes. And that one is lifted into center field. And Drew Jones will have a lot easier of a play this time as he's underneath it for the grab. And Paredes gives up just one hit in inning number 5. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner stranded on first base. We're halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 4, Grizzlies 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Right now. Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
At the plate, number three, Angel Ortiz.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. The vibes are through the roof here on this Wednesday night. Angel Ortiz will ground it to the right side. It'll be fielded by Juan Castillo. Step on first base for the first out of the frame. And it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. A nice crowd here on this Wednesday night. Fans enjoying the ball game as well as the Rawhide looking to make this playoff push for the first time since that 2019 season. The Rawhide have accomplished a lot of firsts since that 2019 year. The first team to accomplish 60 wins. The first Rawhide team to win four straight series in a row. This Rawhide team who's been on the right track as of lately, and they're looking to make it back. And here where they won it all. 0-1 pitch on the way. Slow ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by Luciano. His toss to first base is in time. Now two down in the frame brings up Drew Jones to the plate. But Drew Jones, he's having himself a pretty solid night. He's 2-for-2, a triple, a double, an RBI as well. So all Jones needs to complete the cycle is a single and a home run. Yesterday we saw a Fresno Grizzly one hit shy of the cycle. It was Braylon Wimmer who all he needed was a double, and now that one hit into left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Jones around first base. He takes a very wide turn, and Drew Jones is now one hit away from hitting for the cycle. He's got the single, the double, and the triple. All he needs is the home run inside at the hands, and he drops it into left center field. Still half a game to go for Drew Jones. And it brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate, who's having himself a pretty good game as well, featuring the two-run home run. Nine Rawhide hits here in this ball game, a 4-3 game. And Luciano gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, 6-for-17 last week in the series against the Inland Empire. Walshman had the second most walks last week with six behind Drew Jones' nine, and he'll take that pitch on the inside corner for a ball, 1-1. McLaughlin did, however, have the most RBIs last week with eight in a week where he batted .353. That was the highest batting average by any player last week out at San Manuel Stadium. 1-1 pitch on the way to McLaughlin, and that pitch is a bit outside for ball two, 2-1. McLaughlin was 6-for-17 last week with 10 total bases, 8 RBIs, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. The former Arkansas Razorback will get ready for the 2-1 pitch. And that one is a pitch on the inside. He fouls that one off to the right, 2-2. We talked about earlier, Ben McLaughlin, his 9 home runs last spring with the Arkansas Razorbacks. That was 7 more than his previous year, in a year where he played in 30 more games than the 2023 campaign. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones is able to dive back in there safely. Both years with Arkansas, he batted above .300. He batted .346 during those 29 games in 23. Meanwhile, the batting average dropped to .302. But still very impressive numbers through 60 games during his time out at Arkansas. 2-2 pitch on the way, and McLaughlin a swing and a miss, strike three. So he'll be the final out of the inning. And the Rawhide do tack on a hit, and Drew Jones is that much closer to his first professional cycle. Visalia 4, Fresno 3 here at the end of 5. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful... Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top half of the sixth inning in a one-run ball game, and this game has had it all so far. Two home runs on the Fresno side, one for Visalia, including the first home run inside of Valley Strong Ballpark. Swinging bunt will be picked up by Castillo. Quick throw to first, and that's going to hit Braylon Wimmer square in the back of his numbers. That ball was thrown so hard, you could hear the ball on skin contact. Wimmer appears to be all right, but you got to imagine that took a little bit of wind out of him on the throw. Here's a look at the replay, and Kenny, being a right-handed player, he had to spin around to make that throw. Oh, square in the spine on the throw. So it will go down as the sixth hit of the ball game for Fresno. And it brings up Blake right to the plate. Right so far in this ball game, he is 1-for-2, including a solo home run and a 4-3 ground out. Pitch on the way, and that one is inside for a ball. Our first strike should say 0-1. You talk about his time at Clemson, his first year in 2021. He batted only 167 through 12 games. However, his following spring, he would be given the opportunity to play in 32 additional games with the Tigers to the right side. It will bounce off Chrysantis' wrist. It will sneak into outfield. And going first to third is Wimmer. And just like that, the tying run is 90 feet away. In the go-ahead run stands on first. And it will go down as an error against Demetrio. It will be an E4 and bring up Luis Mendez to the plate. Now Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound, and one of the bigger mound visits of this ball game. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll go into the California League scoreboard here in the top half of inning number six. We already updated you on one of the scores earlier as San Jose with a 9-5 win over Rancho. So that brings down the magic number to now 9 games for Visalia to make the postseason. It would go down to 8 if they can find a way to get the final 12 out of this ball game. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, the Storm currently have a 6-3 lead against the Modesto Nuts. Entering today, Lake Elsinore was 2 games up on Visalia. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Prades, and that one is outside for a ball 1-0. And then lastly, out in Stockton, the Ports are currently tied 2-2 in the bottom half of the third inning. Your scores around the California League. 1-0 pitch on the way from Prades. We'll have to hold. And now Wilkin will throw home, and this is a ground ball to the left side. Terrain has a chance to turn two. He throws the second for one, but the transition to first base is not in time. Braylon Wimmer will come home to score, and the Grizzlies have tied up the ball game 4-4 in the top half of the sixth inning. So Luis Mendez will reach off of the fielder's choice. It will go down as an RBI. And it would advance, or Blake Wright will be the base runner out at second. So bring up Felix Tena to the plate. So far in a ball game where he is 1-for-2 with a solo home run and a 6-3 ground out. The one-out pitch on the way from Prades, ground ball to the right side. And if he fielded by Cresantes, he won't have enough time to turn two, but he will get the easy ground out to first. So now two down in the inning. We'll advance Luis Mendez to second and bring up Juan Castillo to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. Breaking ball in the outside corner. You see Demetrio make it look easy despite the little bit of a distraction there by Mendez running over to second base. And now manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the ball, out to the mound. So it'll be the end of the ball game for Wilkin Prades. 5 2/3 innings of work, and he will go to the bullpen as they will look to give the win to this Rawhide team in the late stages of this ball game. 4-4 in the top half of the sixth inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We remain in the top half of the sixth inning, where the Grizzlies have tied up this ball game 4-4. And the new pitcher in the ball game for Visalia is the 6-3 right-hander Edgar Isaiah. His pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Edgar Isaiah, 6'3", 185. The 22-year-old right-hander out of El Tigre, Venezuela. 0-1 with two down. The upcoming pitch on the way from Isaiah, and that one is in the dirt for a ball. The count now 1-1. Isaiah in his fifth year in the Diamondbacks organization. Year one was 2019 out in the Dominican Summer League. He was 0-2 with a 4.30 ERA that season. Here's the deal from Isaiah. That one swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2. Juan Castillo, 1-for-2 so far in this ball game. Isaiah so far this year with Visalia 3-4 with a 4.91 ERA. One ball, two strikes, two away. Isaiah looks at second. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for a ball, 2-2. Juan Castillo just one hit last week against the Stockton Ports. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Castillo will get ready for the deal from Isaiah. He'll look at second base. Here's the deal home. A swing and a miss. Strike three. And Isaiah strikes out the final batter of the frame. And we have a tied ball game heading into the bottom half of the sixth inning. Grizzlies 4, Rawhide 4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
The Equity Group Saloon.
a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Alberto Barriga, Anderson Rojas, and Yancel Luis, 8-9-1, do appear in the bottom half of the sixth inning. First pitch on the way to Barriga, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Grizzlies, 6'5", 215-pound right-hander Austin Becker. He was drafted in the 16th round of the 2022 MLB draft. The 0-1 pitch fouled directly backwards, 0-2. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. As Barriga will step out of the batter's box and use his batter's timeout. Third year in the Grizzlies organization. Year one was the 2022 draft year, where he appeared in just two games out in the ACL. Two innings of work during that time. And now that pitch has bounced in for ball one, 1-2. He appeared in 25 games with the Fresno Grizzlies last spring in 2023. During his time with the Grizz, he was 2-4 with a 5.83 ERA. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal. And way out in front of that one is Barriga. So he'll strike out to start the inning and bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Here in 2024, however, for Austin Becker, he's 1-0 with a 4.42 ERA. This is his 14th game of the season, 18 and a third innings of work with 17 strikeouts and 10 walks on the year. Austin Becker, the former Texas Tech Red Raider. One out pitch on the way to Rojas, and he fouls that one off to the left side, 0-1. Austin Becker, the former Texas Tech Red Raider, and a former pitcher with Vanderbilt. 0-1 with one away. Upcoming deal here in just a moment as Rojas will get ready to step back into the batter's box. The pause here and the deal. Here's Becker's pitch. Another bunt to the left side. It'll be scooped up by the third baseman once again. And this time it is on target. A nice throw by Luis Mendez. And there's two down here in the inning. And brings up Yancel Luis to the plate. Talked about how good this defense is. And making that play. That was not an easy play, but looking like a vintage Nolan Arenado over at third base to make that throw. And now we go back to the top of the order here to Yancel Luis. First pitch swinging. He fouls that one off to the left side, and the count is 0-1. Austin Becker, during his time with Texas Tech in 2022, his redshirt sophomore year, he appeared in 13 games and 3 starts. During that time, 21 innings of work with a 4.29 ERA, and that breaking ball will miss outside for ball one, 1-1. In 2020 season, he opened the season as a Sunday starter for the Red Raiders in that COVID-shortened season, and that one's in there for a strike, 1-2. during his time at Vanderbilt. Just two appearances for the Commodores, where he struck out nine batters in four innings of work. 1-2 pitch on the way, bounced just in front of Luis. And the count will now move to 2-2. Rawhide have been held scoreless over the last two frames, both innings number four and inning number five. 2-2, a two-way. Here comes the deal from Becker, and Luis gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. You look at his numbers in the month of August, no decisions with a 4.15 ERA. Eight games so far this season with 13 innings of work, 11 strikeouts, and eight walks. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's the pitch to Luis, and once again he gets a piece of that one and fouls it backwards. So Luis putting himself together a long at bat right here in the late stages of this ball game. The Rawhide have had one lead in this ball game. It was thanks to the run in the bottom half of the third inning. 2-2, a two-way. Here's the deal home, and a swing and a miss, and that breaking ball is looking good out of the hands of the new pitcher, Austin Becker. Three up, three down for Visalia in inning number six. Visalia tied with Fresno 4-4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck,
welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the seventh inning, and manager D. Garner is going to go to the pen for the second time in this ball game. Pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. It'll be the Southpaw at a new Fairfield, Connecticut, and the former UConn Husky. 1-0 pitch on the way. And that breaking ball is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Braden Quinn, 6'4", 228. 21-year-old Southpaw drafted in the fourteenth round, of the 2024 MLB draft. 1-1 pitch on the way from Quinn, and that one's in there for a strike 1-2. Second time this season that we've seen Quinn on the mound. He made his debut 6 days ago out at Inland Empire, two innings of work with three strikeouts in that ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way from Quinn, a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Kenny Castillo will get out from behind the plate and toss to first base in time. A K2-3 to begin the ball game for Braden Quinn. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. They're bringing up Brad Kumbas to the plate, who so far in this ball game is 0-for-1. A fly out to Drew Jones and a sack fly so far here in this ball game. Here comes the deal from Quinn, and that one's outside for a ball, 1-0. He led the UConn Huskies with 29 appearances out of the bullpen in 2024, logging a career-high 44 and two-thirds innings of work as a swing and a miss right there. The count now 1-1. Posted a career-high 67 strikeouts with the Huskies. It was the team best from any UConn reliever. Pitch on the way, half swing, 1-2. The left-hander also registered the second lowest ERA on the team with a 3.63 ERA and recorded four saves in the 2024 season. One ball, two strikes with one away. Kumbasta behind in the count, 1-2. Here's the deal from Quinn. Upstairs for a ball, and the count now 2-2. Brandon Quinn spent 3 years with the UConn Huskies, with 24 being his lowest ERA. 2022 was the second best ERA with 5.28, and Kumbas way out in front of that one. It's a swing and a miss. The second strikeout of the ball game for Braden Quinn. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Now Brandon Quinn is up to two strikeouts in this ballgame. Visalia is up to six in total between Wilkin Prades, Edgar Isaiah, and Braden Quinn. Caleb Hobson 0-3 so far here in the ballgame. And here's the deal home from Quinn. It's outside for a ball, 1-0. A day removed where Hobson was 1-3 with a bunt, a flyout to center, and a strikeout. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. Here comes the deal from Quinn, and that one's hit right back up the middle. Quinn nearly got leather on it, but it ends up sailing just over the top of his glove, so it is a two-out single, and it's Fresno's seventh hit of the night. Take a look at the replay there. Breaking ball, and Quinn actually went underneath the glove initially in real-time speed. Thought it went over, but tried to give an effort on it, and now brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate, who is 0-3 so far here in this ball game. Tevin Tucker struck out swinging, and he's flown out twice, and this time he gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. That ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Give him a call today, 559-747-2000. 0-1 with two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way. A glance over at first. Here's the deal home, and Quinn misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Quinn's 2024 season, he faced 197 batters that year. With that 44 and two-thirds innings that we mentioned through 29 appearances, and that pickoff attempt at first unsuccessful will be the first disengagement of the AB. One ball, one strike, two-way, top half of the seventh inning, a 4-4 ball game here at Valley Strong, and a crucial game with 11 to go. Inside pitch, throw down to second. It's going to bounce off the backside of Hobson. It'll be scooped up by Jones, and Hobson will go first to third off of the stolen base and the throwing error. It'll be an E2 against Kenny, the second Rawhide error of the ball game. And now Fresno is 90 feet away from taking their second lead of the night.
Come on, twinkle, twinkle, baby, twinkle, twinkle.
Tevin Tucker looking for RBI number 21 of the season at a crucial time here in this ballgame. Ground ball to left side, and the count is now 2-2.
And I'm saying,
will it lead to Tucker or Quinn? And a crucial at-bat here with Tevin Tucker batting 5 points below 200. Tevin Tucker, the former West Virginia kid with the Mountaineers, second year in the Grizzlies in the Rockies organization. 2-2 with two-way. Here's the deal home. Breaking ball to left side, and it's going to sneak into outfield, and Fresno has the second lead of the night. It is now 5-4 here in inning number 7. Barely past Yancel Luis, so Tucker, who is hitless in the ball game. Gets a pretty big RBI single. And now it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Braylon Wimmer 1-for-3 so far here in this ball game. A glance over at first base. As here's the deal home. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. And you're starting to notice this ride. Fans starting to realize the importance of these games. They've been interactive all night long. Trying to will their team to a victory here. And trying to get the claps going now. 1-0 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Braylon Wimmer is 1-for-3 so far here in the ballgame. Here's the deal home. A swing and a foul tip, and the count is now 2-1. Have to limit this to a one-run ball game here with Rye down to their final nine outs. Two balls, one strike, two away. A glance over at first. Upcoming pitch on the way here from Quinn. Throw down a second base is not in time. It's a second stolen base of the inning. Back-to-back batters who have gotten a stolen base. Caleb Hobson and Tevin Tucker. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Wimmer will get ready for the pitch. You got Blake Wright awaiting on deck. 2-2 pitch on the way. Bounce downstairs. Ball 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Braylon Wimmer yesterday, a 3-for-5 day, where he had the two runs, the home run, the single, and the RBI. All he lacked was a double, and now that one's ripped down the line and foul. Count will remain 3-2. Wimmer will get ready to step back into the batter's box once again, where he was 4-for-18 last week. He's already up to 4 hits here in this series against Visalia. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the pitch from Quinn. That one's hit into right field. Here comes Angel Ortiz. He'll have enough room and time to make the grab. And it is time to stretch here in downtown Visalia. Fresno takes their second lead of the night due to an RBI single from Tevin Tucker. 7-inning stretch time. Fresno 5, Visalia 4. You're watching Rye Baseball on MyTV 53.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance.
Rye down a run. They're down to their final nine outs of this ball game. It's a 5-4 Fresno lead. And making his way back onto the mound is Austin Becker. Arena swinging a miss, 0-1.
Let's get loud.
Fresno scoring a run in the top half of the seventh. If you're just now joining us, Devin Tucker had an RBI single that scored Caleb Hobson. Hobson's now scored in six straight games, which is the fourth longest streak in the California League. One ball, one strike with no outs. Christopher Torin is 2-for-3 so far in the ballgame. Here's a pitch from Becker, and Torin watches that one miss outside for ball two, 2-1. Dimitro Crisantes awaits on deck. He is 0-for-3 so far in the ballgame with a flyout, a ground out, and a flyout as well. Torin, 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one fouled directly backwards, and the count will now move to be 2-2. Christopher Torin, an RBI single back in this second inning. This time he's trying to work his leadoff magic right here. Austin Becker will get ready for the 2-2 pitch to Torin. They'll stare him down. Here comes the deal. Outside, ball three, 3-2. One of the first times I've seen a ball get past Darius Perry in this ballgame. He's been so great behind the plate this evening. Visalia looking for their first run since the third. They have countered in all sorts of ways in this ballgame, but they're going to have to do it one more time. The payoff pitch on the way from Becker to Torin. Gets it to the right side, and it's going to sneak on through. Visalia has their 10th hit of the night. Torin around first. He thought about going to second. Tana was slow to pick it up, so now a base runner on. It is Torin's third hit of the night, and it brings up Dimitro Crisantes to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. And now Austin Becker will get a mound visit here from his pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Remind you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. So here in the bottom of the seventh inning, you got a runner on first with no out. Give us a chance to take a look around the scorers around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out in Hillsboro. The Hops currently trail the Vancouver Canadiens 6-3. Meanwhile, the double-A level Amarillo defeats Arkansas earlier today. Final score 11-6. The Sod Poodles put up 8 runs in the seventh. And then lastly, out in Albuquerque, the Aces defeat the Isotopes. Final score 3-1. Back here in Visalia, it's a 5-4 ball game. The Rye trail the Grizzlies despite out-hitting them 10-8. The Rye have committed 2 errors in this ballgame. A pretty nice lead at first for Torin, and that pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. The Rye have already been caught stealing once in this ballgame. They are 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts, with Luis getting one back in inning number 1. 1-1 with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Dimitrio. That one's way upstairs on a breaking ball. And Torin will have the stolen base. His back left foot barely stayed on the bag. And that is a crucial stolen base, as it looked like the ball was dropped by the second baseman or by the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. Take a look at the replay. If there was any pitch to go on, it was that curveball. And great sliding technique by Torin to stay on the bag. 2-1, a hitter's count for Crisantes. 5 homers on the year, and now the upcoming pitch on the way, and Crisantes will take it right down the middle for strike 2-2. Austin Becker will get ready for his 24th pitch of the ball game, and Dimitro's 47-game on-base streak is currently at risk here in inning number 7. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And Crisantes lifts that one up into right center field. Charging in is Tana. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding third base is Torin. And he is going to come home to score. And Visalia has tied it up 5-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. A little nosebleed shot from Crisantes. 5-5 here in the seventh. I've talked about the Rawhide have countered throughout this ball game. Tana gave it a run, a great defensive team, but not enough airtime to make the grab. And Crisantes gets a double out of it, so it's now 48 straight games for the 19-year-old out of Nogales High School. So now brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who will look for his first RBI of the ballgame. He's looking to close in on 50. He's got 47 so far, and now that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-0. And you're seeing a lot of brown on these Rawhide uniforms tonight. Torrens is all brown on the front. Cresanta's getting it as well. He's got getting the uniform dirty, trying to pull off a scrappy win here on this Wednesday night. 1-0 pitch on the way to Ortiz. It's a swing and a miss, 1-1. Angel Ortiz, the single in the third. Outside of that, 1-for-3 with a flyout and a ground out. 1-1 with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Ortiz, and he gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the left side. This is a prime seasoned opportunity for the Rawhide to take the lead for the second time tonight. You got no outs, a runner in scoring position. Visalia, they've looked good tonight with runners in scoring position. They were 3-for-10. And he got the best batting average in the California League at the plate in the form of Ortiz. With a 1-2 pitch on the way to Angel, Cresantes bounces at second, and he will foul that one off of his right foot. Angel Ortiz, so far this season with runners in scoring position, he is batting 309. And that ball, he's just happy to get a piece of and stay alive in the at-bat. And now you got the catcher, Darius Perry, making his way out to the mound to have a quick word with his pitcher, Austin Becker. Ortiz is 309 batting average with runners in scoring position. He has 39 of his 47 RBIs in these sort of scenarios with 50 total bases and 34 hits. 1-2 with no outs. The pause at the belt. A small lead for Cresantes at second. And a balk is going to be called against Austin Becker. And that is a huge one. It's going to advance the Rawhide runner 90 feet. And the Rawhide have a chance to take the first lead since inning number 3. And you see that little flinch right there. Easy call for the first base umpire, Caleb George. Infield plays in for Fresno. 1-2 with no outs. Cresantes at third. Ortiz will get ready for the pitch. The 1-2 delivery inside, and a crucial block there by Perry. Slides down to the knees. He has had a busy night behind home plate, but he continues to make some nice grabs right now. 11 Rawhide hits, and Angel Ortiz looking for his 48th RBI and the 12th of the night. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Rawhide, two hits so far in the frame. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, tried to go for the backdoor breaker. He barely misses it, and the count is now 3-2. Watch the replay here, and it barely fails to break back inside. 10 games to go after tonight. Payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the first baseman, Castillo, and he will step on first for out number one, and it brings up the second best batting average in the California League, Kenny Castillo, to the plate. Second ground out to first in this ballgame for Ortiz. And if you want somebody to lift the ball into outfield on this Rawhide team, it would be Kenny Castillo, a guy who feels comfortable getting underneath it, going opposite field, driving into right center, and giving enough time for Cresantes to tag up at third and score. The one-out pitch on the way, and Kenny to the left side. A backhand effort by Wimmer. The throw across the diamond is in time. There's two outs, and what a time for Drew Jones to step up to the plate. A chance for history tonight for Drew Jones. He is a home run away from his first professional cycle. Infield plays back. You got the runner at third, Drew Jones, 5 home runs on the season. 4 of them have come right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. With 2 down in the frame, here comes the pitch. Drew thought about it. Does he go around? He does not, and the count is 1-0. The Rawhide RBI leader has 60 so far on the year for the VIS. And he's looking to add on 2 more big ones for a sixth home run. One ball, no strikes with two away. Drew Jones, 3-for-3 on the night. Here comes the pitch from Becker. Downstairs, it's going to get away. Here comes Corsantes. He will score standing, and Visalia has their second lead of the night. It is 6-5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Go, go, go. We've talked about all night long how good Darius Perry has been behind the plate, but on this occasion, unable to do it on the wild pitch, slides over to his right side, and it sneaks over his right shoulder. So now in a 2-0 count, Drew Jones has the pressure taken off of him, and he has a chance to swing away. 2-0 pitch on the way. Drew lifts that one into center field. Going backwards is Hobson in center. It's not going to be enough to get out of the yard, but Visalia is back in front, heading into inning number 8. Visalia 6, Fresno 5. Watch Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno.
We're going pound for pound into round number 8. The Rawhide and the Grizzlies exchange punches. Fresno has had 2 leads in the night. Visalia has had a pair of leads as well. And that second lead is good for the current lead at the moment. It is 6-5 here in the top half of the 8th inning. It is Blake Wright, Luis Mendez, and Felix Tena due up here in the inning. 0-1 pitch on the way. Hit to the right side. It is caught by the first baseman, Ben McLaughlin. And the Grizzlies are down to their final 5 outs of the game. Starting to become that ball game where each ball put in play, you kind of hold your breath until the play comes to a conclusion, and that was kind of a right there as soon as McLaughlin made the grab. A nice round of applause from the Rawhide fans. That pitch on the way, it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Luis Mendez so far in this ball game is 0-3 with a fielder's choice and a strikeout. And now this one's grounded to the right side and foul, so he's now behind in the count 0-2. Mendez does have an RBI fielder's choice in this ball game, but outside of that, hitless in this game. You take a look at Braden Quinn and Ben McLaughlin, the 2 draft picks in this past summer's MLB draft out in Arlington. 0-2 pitch on the way from the former Husky, and that one barely misses outside for ball 1-2. Looking for his 3rd strikeout of the ball game is Braden Quinn. He came in for a leaf of Edgar Isaya, who came in and struck out 1 batter. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike 3. It's his 3rd of the night. And there's now 2 down in the frame. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout. Brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. At the plate.
Number 14, Felix Tina.
Braden Quinn looking for another punch out right here. He had three in two outings against Inland Empire a week ago, and now that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. You wonder, going into these final 11 games of the season, if you include tonight, how will the Rawhide approach save scenarios? Will it be Alexis Lobano? He does lead the Rawhide in saves at the moment with six, and he has been a late-game pitcher, so you likely expect Lobano, or are the Rawhide going to start to give opportunities to one of the newer college guys? At the moment, it's Lobano who's had the most experience in that role. The 1-1 pitch is fouled off to the backside into the glove of Castillo. The count is now 1-2. See if you can tell, is warming up in that Rawhide bullpen out there at the moment. It's the Adrian DeLeon with a seed out there in left field. But not much brewing at the moment. 1-2 pitch is fouled off to the right side. Lobano made his first save of the year against Rancho Cucamonga back in the month of June in that series on June 4th to June 9th out at Lone Mart Field. One ball, two strikes, a two-way. Here comes the pitch from Quinn, who works from the left side. That ball's grounded to the left side. Torino backhand effort. A long throw to first base is in time. And Torino continues to show off that arm at shortstop. Three up, three down with a pair of strikeouts from Braden Quinn. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Visalia leads Fresno 6-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma.
Coming to the plate, first baseman, number 33,
time for insurance for Visalia. They lead this ball game 6-5 in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and it'll be the bottom of the Rawhide order, 70-9. Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Albriga, and Anderson Rojas for the Rawhide, and new pitcher in the ball game for Fresno is the right-hander Nathan Blasick. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Here's the first pitch from Blasick, and it is right down the middle for a strike, 0-1, drafted in the 19th round out of New Orleans. And Blasick will get ready for the deal home right here. McLaughlin gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. They count now 0-2, a former New Orleans privateer in his senior spring out in Louisiana, 2-2. With a 3.93 ERA through 24 appearances. The 0-2 pitch on the way here to McLaughlin, and he'll take that one on the outside corner, strike three. So Blasick comes in and sits down McLaughlin on just three pitches. It's the second time in this ballgame that he'll be struck out. And there's now one down here in the frame as you look a little bit more about Blasick, who so far here in 2024, no decisions with a 3.86 ERA in two games, two and a third innings of work, now up to three strikeouts on the year. And the pitch to Barriga is upstairs for a ball, a 1-0. He was a Southland All-Academic selection with 40 strikeouts through 34 in a third innings of work. Prior to his time in New Orleans, he also spent time in West Virginia. Actually, during his time there, he was more of an offensive player as a first baseman. He batted .271 in 2022 with 8 career home runs as a Mountaineer. The pitch on the way to Barriga, and that one is outside for ball. The count is now 3-0. In fact, his junior year, he played in 17 games, started 6. He was 3-for-25 with 7 home runs, including a 3-run RBI game against Mississippi Valley State on March 11th. That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 3-1 here for Barriga, who's already 1-for-3 in the ballgame with a double and 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 3-1 deal, and that one is right down the middle. It's in there for a strike, 3-2. You got Anderton and Rojas waiting on deck. The pause at the belt here. Here comes the deal. And Barriga, that foul tipped, and it is caught by the catcher, Darius Perry. Now two down in the inning, back-to-back strikeouts here. And it'll bring up Anderton and Rojas to the plate. Due up in the top half of the ninth for Fresno will be Juan Castillo, Darius Perry, and Brad Cumbins. That is the Grizzlies 70-9 for inning number 9. Two down here in the frame. Here comes the pitch. Rojas gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the left side. The count is now 0-1. No balls, one strike with two away. It was a Fresno Grizzly bullpen yesterday who had 4 innings of work, no hits, and no earned runs with 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. And all that Nathan Blasick is trying to do right now is keep this a 1-run ball game and give his team a chance heading into the final frame of action. 0-2, a 2-way. Rojas would get ready for the pitch. Here comes the deal home, and Rojas fouls that one off to the left side. This will be the 13th pitch of the ball game here for Blasick. Austin Becker's ball game featured 2 innings of work, 2 hits and 2 earned runs. Rojas a half swing, scooped up by Perry in the dirt, and a quick toss over to first base is in time. 3 strikeouts in the frame for Nathan Blasick, and it is time for inning number 9 here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 6, Grizzlies 5. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only...
Four days remain in the month of August, and this could be one of the biggest top half of the ninth inning we have seen all year. Juan Castillo will lead things off. It'll be 7, 8, and 9. Castillo, Darius Perry, and Brad Cumbus here in the final frame at Valley Strong. It's a 6-5 Rawhide lead, and a swing and a miss is way out in front. And a new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is the right-hander, Alexis Lobato. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. 1-1 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. 1-2. Alexis Lobato leads this Rawhide team with 6 strikeouts on the year, and he needs one more to get the ride that much closer to a playoff spot come in the middle of September. 1-2 pitch on the way. Barely upstairs. Ball 2-2. Lobato picked up his first save of his professional career on June 6th at Rancho Cucamonga. Since then, he's had 3 saves in the month of August. 2-2, swung on and missed. Strike 3. That's a way to start the inning right there. One down here in the frame. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Upstairs, unable to catch up to it. Alexis Lobato, 4-5 with a 5.74 ERA. 29 games in 2024. 31 and a third innings of work. 43 strikeouts and 15 walks for the Rawhide right-hander. With one down in the frame, it is Darius Perry, who's 2-for-3 in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. He's way out in front of that one. 0-1. Darius Perry, a single in his first two at-bats. Since then, a strikeout swinging in the form of Braden Quinn. Quinn finished his ball game with 2 innings of work and 3 strikeouts in innings number 7 and 8. No balls and a strike with one down. The Rawhide lead this ball game 6-5. Lobato's pitch swung on and missed once again. It's 0-2. Brad Cumbus waits on deck, and Darius Perry is going to use his batter's timeout. He'll call for just a moment. This will be pitch number 8 of the ball game for Lobato. He's looking for a second punch out right here. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 down in the inning. Rawhide trying to create some distance from Rancho, who lost earlier today against San Jose. The Rawhide entered the game with a 2.5 game lead over the Quakes, and they're looking to build on it right here. 2-out pitch on the way, fouled backwards, 0-1. Cumbus is 0-for-3 in the ball game with a sac fly back in the second. That's his only RBI hit of the ball game. 0-1 pitch on the way. Outside, ball 1, 1-1. Bruh. Alexis Lobato has opponents batting 256 against him this season. 6 saves on the year on 11 opportunities. 1-1 pitch on the way. Barely outside, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 away. Cumbus will step back into the batter's box. He's got 17 RBIs and 2 home runs. One of those home runs would make it a tie ball game. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled directly backwards. The count is now 2-2. Fresno is down to their final strike. The Rawhide have 2 wins against them over the last 2 years. The Rawhide have only had 2 wins at home in both 23 and 22. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. And the Rawhide capture game 2 of the 6-game series. And they add on to their lead against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes with 10 games to go. Final score tonight, Visalia, 6 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors. For Fresno, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. And it's a fired up Alexis Lobato to close out this ball game. Big win tonight for Visalia. They're now tied up in the series one game apiece, and you see it right there from the Rawhide high five line. All smiles on the faces for this Rawhide team as they get ready for game three tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. What a night for Visalia, and it should be an exciting rest of the week. Just four home games left here in 2024. Final score once again, Visalia 6, Fresno 5. For our broadcast here on MyTV 53, thanks for having you come along. We'll wrap things up on our post-game coverage at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk again, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and the Rawhide capture the second game of this six-game series. Final score 6-5 over the Fresno Grizzlies. And Alexis Lobano, how about that? He comes in, strikes out three straight batters, but in order to get to how we got there, we got to start from the top of the ballgame. It was an efficient six-pitch inning for Wilkin Prates in the top half of the first inning. It was Caleb Hobson who had a batter's interference on just the first pitch of the ball game, so one quick out for Prates. And then in the bottom half of inning number one, the Rawhide did get a base runner in scoring position. However, they would strand Yonsel Luis at first base, and they would see our first runs of the ball game in the top half of the second inning thanks to a solo home run from Blake Wright. It was his first home run of his professional career. Then two batters later, Felix Tana, a solo home run of his own as well. And then Brad Cummins, the sac fly, that would score Juan Castillo from third base. In the bottom half of the second inning, the Rawhide, I was saying this all night long, it was like a heavyweight fight. Both teams were exchanging punches. The Rawhide had their fair share of the uppercuts as well, including Drew Jones' triple, and then the two-run home run from Ben McLaughlin one batter later. And then the Rawhide would score one more run thanks to an RBI single from Tureen. It was one of his three hits of the ballgame. Drew Jones as well. He was a home run shy of the cycle. We'll talk about his performance a little bit later as well. And then in the bottom half of the third inning, the Rawhide would score another run thanks to Drew Jones' second hit of the night. It was the double. It was the RBI double. That would score Angel Ortiz from first. And at that point, the Rawhide led the ballgame 4-3 at the end of three innings of work. In the top half of inning number six, the Grizzlies would tie up the ballgame thanks to an RBI fielder's choice from Luis Mendez. It would score Braylon Wimmer from third base. And then in the top half of the seventh inning, one more run would come home to score. So Fresno would take their second lead of the night. But in the bottom half of inning number seven is when the Rawhide would take their second lead, and they would never hand it back for the rest of the ballgame. It was a two-run RBI double from Demetrio Crisantes, his only hit of the ballgame, but it was good to extend his on-base streak to now 48 straight games and he's now riding a six-game hitting streak for this Rye team. Christopher Torian came home to score. And then in inning number nine, it was Alexis Lobano who came in, struck out three straight batters, and recorded his seventh save here in 2024 that leads this Rawhide team. Brandon Quinn received the win. He had a pretty nice night on the mound as well. Two innings of work, two hits, and one run. No earned runs in the ball game, and three strikeouts for Brandon Quinn. Wilkin Prady's 5 2/3 innings of work. He was tonight's starter. Six hits, four runs, two of those being earned, and three strikeouts in tonight's ball game for Wilkin Prady. So Quinn gets the win. Austin Becker receives the loss, and Alexis Lobano picks up save number seven here in 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for game three of the six-game series. Rawhide capture this one tonight. Final score 6-5. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready to wrap things up here on this Tuesday night. Final score here in Visalia. The Rawhide defeat the Grizzlies. Final score 6-5. Meanwhile, around the rest of the California League, out in San Jose earlier today, the Giants defeat the Quakes. Final score 9-5. So the Rawhide tack on a one game, tack on the lead. It's now two more games that the Rawhide have over the Quakes. Meanwhile, out in Lake Elstorm, the Storm inch past the Nuts. Final score 6-4. And then out in Stockton in the bottom of the sixth inning, the 66ers currently have a 10-2 lead over the Port. Meanwhile, around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, all games have gone final besides Hillsboro, where the Hawks currently trail 6-3 against the Vancouver Canadiens in the top of the seventh inning. Meanwhile, at the double-A level, the Amarillo Sod Poodles won 11-6 over Arkansas, and then the Reno Aces a 3-1 win over the Albuquerque Isotopes. So that's all the scores around the Diamondbacks organization here on this Wednesday night. Meanwhile, for tomorrow's Game 3 of the six-game series, it would be Brian Mena versus the left-hander Adonis Perez for Visalia. Adonis Perez, he was a typical Sunday starter in the first half. He's moved over to the Thursday starter here in half number two. And the Rawhide looking for another crucial win. Just 10 games remaining in the California League season as we get ready for the third game of this six-game set. But a crucial win tonight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Final score, Rawhide, 6 runs, 11 hits, and 2 errors. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, they had 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Brandon Quinn receives his first save of the year. Meanwhile, Austin Becker falls to 1-1, and Alexis Lobano, the team leader in saves, picks up his 7th of the year. It took us 2 hours and 19 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,352 fans here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tomorrow night's ball game will be a 6:30 first pitch. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk tomorrow night, the Rawhide defeat the Grizzlies. Final score 6-5. Joe Gonzalez saying, "Have a great night and go Rawhide."